Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care.
Bonsoir et bienvenue dans I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker numéro 101. That's just like one sound. 101. Show 101. Yeah. Good evening, Kevin.
Good evening, Peter. Bonsoir tout le monde. 101e.
Yes.
101e émission de I Wish I Was a Punk Rocker.
101e émission.
101e, 101.
101e. Ah, that makes more sense to my English brain. 101e.
101.
101, yes. And tonight, I am going to play you. Kevin might have one or two new songs for you, but I am going to play you because I had so many songs that I wanted to play on the 100 show, and I couldn't play them all, so I've decided to play some of the ones that I couldn't play last time for this show, so that you get some more of my favorites. And we kick off with somebody who was missing, the show, and we should really have played him, even though he's gone a little bit, he's not our favorite anymore. We should really have played him because
his music is still good and still. And he's still one of the best.
Yeah, still one of the best punk musicians of his ever. Punk and post-punk, yes. So, this is Johnny Rotten, Public Image Limited, with Public Image Limited. Mr. Lydon, that was lovely. Yes, John. And now somebody called David we have all the common names, John, now David, with something called Rebel Rebel, which is very definitely what John Lydon was, is, even though sometimes he's a bit of a mental rebel without a cause, like James Dean. Rebel Rebel, David Bowie. Monsieur David Bowie, Rebel Rebel there. Kevin, what's your first chanson pour le soir, s'il vous plaît?
my first track for this evening is a track that we never played before, but it's an old track, or not so old, but it's a track from 1976, and it's a track by the first band of Just Rummer, the 101ers, and it's for the 101
show. And it's the first time we played the 101ers, and it's on the 101 show.
Yeah, yeah. It's perfect. And, you know, last week I told you about the guy who take picture of Just Rummer and used to play in the 101ers. And I was thinking that, yes, we never played this band. And there is some good tracks by this pub rock band.
So is Joe Strummer the singer? Because I don't know much. Joe Strummer's still the singer,
The singer and the lead guitarist.
Lead guitarist, yeah.
And, you know, you can see that there is a big... The stuff that Just Rummer had also in the Clash, we can already
you can hear it.
Yes, you can hear it in the 101ers. And "Keys to Your Heart" is the well-known track, the single released in 1976, and it had a little things we can sing that the punk is not so far.
Right. Okay.
The 101ers.
I can crack your
It's funny because I can obviously hear the clash in there.
Yeah.
But it's funny to hear Joe Strummer singing about love. You know, just the keys to your heart. It's a strange subject for Joe Strummer. I'm more used to hearing him sing about, you know, Sandinistas or, you know, London's burning or revolution of some description. So, yeah, the keys to your heart. Mm.
And maybe it's also a play on words, because at this time, the 101ers, the 101, it's the address.
Of the 101 club.
Of the, not sure, but it
was... it's the 100 club, I'm thinking.
Yes, and it seems to be the place where they were living, and they were squatting a house.
Okay.
And at this time, just to remember, was a squatter, and maybe the keys, you know, also the keys of...
Maybe not. I was squatting at that time as well, I think.
Maybe you were squatting with Just Remember, but you can't remember.
I can't remember. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
With John Mellor?
Probably not, no. Okay, next song. James. Sit down. I don't think it means sit down. I think it means stand up. Anyway, James, sit down.
Inside all the day.
he really did mean sit down, because he's talking about sitting down next to him if you're sad, if you're lonely, if you're mad, if you're in pain of some description, which we all are at some point in our lives, in pain, mental and physical, because that is the nature of life.
Nature of human being.
Yeah, yeah. Ecstasy and sadness and, you know, all of that stuff. You can't have a happy life for the whole time.
No, no. It's too hard.
It's too hard. It's
you have to take a lot of stuff that it's not legal.
Yes.
And after, you're not really in a good state.
And you're not probably
state.
Happy either. Yeah. No, no, no. I've been there too. Take a lot of stuff that's not legal.
Yeah.
And yeah, you get the come down.
Yeah.
You get the high and you get the low.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
The yin and the yang.
The yin and the yang, the in and the out, the up and the down.
The cold and the hot.
Yes, exactly, Kevin. Very philosophical. Very philosophical. Now we have Susie. Susie and the Banshees. We have Susie and the Banshees. I thought we'd better play some Susie because we hadn't played any Susie on the show for 100.
Yeah, yeah.
So here she is with her most famous thing, which is Taiwan Garden.
No.
No? Budapest Garden.
No, it's more it's closer than Taiwan than Budapest.
Okay, Hiroshima Garden.
Not so far, but it's not the same country.
Not the same country. Singapore.
Yeah, closer and closer.
Hong Kong Garden.
Yeah. Now. Susie and the Banshees, Hong Kong Garden.
Royal Wat Garden.
1979, I think.
Yes,
The first record.
Yes, and at the same time, I saw them in London at the Hammersmith Odeon, which is now the Hammersmith Apollo. Very good they were too. And
when you saw them, was it with Sid Vicious on the drums? Because do you remember that Sid Vicious used to play drums in this band?
It was Budgie.
Yeah.
It was Budgie on the drums, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully, Sid Vicious skipped the band because I'm not sure that it was at his best.
Yeah, I don't think it would have been such a good band with him on drums. It wasn't such a good band when he joined the Sex Pistols on bass.
Yeah.
He wasn't, you know, he was a good image and all that, but he wasn't a bass player. Glenn Matlock was a great bass player. Yeah.
Oh, we never played the Rich Kids.
Oh, we didn't play the Rich Kids, you're right.
Yeah, I remember there is a good track by the Rich Kids.
Well, like one.
I have to remember the title, but...
Okay. Yeah, maybe next show then, yeah?
Yeah, okay. Sure.
Bit of Rich Kids. Yeah. What are you going to play for us now, Kevin?
For now, it's we need to play XTC
for our
show.
Every show.
Usually, you choose some tracks by XTC. Yeah. And maybe, I'm not sure, but we maybe already played two times this track, but we don't care because we want to play good music.
Exactly. And if we love the XTC and the Clash, and we, you know, they only made so many songs.
Yeah,
and we love those songs, so we'll play them, you know.
And sure, you listeners, you love these tracks too.
Yeah, and I bet you think sometimes, oh, that's a great song. I hope they play that again soon.
And now we will play. It's correct to say now we will play?
Yes.
It's time for XTC, and it's one of the...
Making plans for Fred? Yeah,
for Fred Astaire, yes. I think. And it's maybe the hit.
I think the biggest hit they had.
XTC, Making Plans for Niger.
Making
Yeah, I know the whole post-punk, post-punk, new wave thing wasn't about production, but that's a great song with really, you know, not overly fussy production, but just really good production.
Yeah.
You know, good thought out little lines.
Good. It's a good composition.
Yes, yes. Yes.
Really simple, but with good guitar riffs at the good time with the bass, the rhythm bass.
Yeah, the arrangement is really good.
The arrangement, yeah.
Yeah, very, very good. Really well, really good feel
yeah.
to the arrangement.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not. There's nothing, they haven't done anything just for the sake of it. They,
yeah, yeah.
It all makes the song better.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, cool. Cool song. Good choice, Kevin. And now another really cool song from the 80s.
That maybe we already play four or five times.
Maybe, maybe. But it's a great song and yes. you're going to be really pleased that we're playing it again. So after XTC making plans for Nigel, classic, we have Killing Joke.
80s.
Absolutely fabulous. I remember seeing them at several times, and the Jazz Coleman, we were, during the record there, we were miming Jazz Coleman, he's the keyboard player and singer, twisting his synthesizer, turning the as it goes down. I remember the gig. It's the first time I remembered just how loud his keyboard was.
Yeah,
when you saw them live, against the wall. Yeah, fantastic. Now for something very gentle.
Yeah,
but gentle in sound, but very serious in content. In that Tracy Chapman is talking about the revolution, which we all hope will come. Well, not all of us, actually. I've had conversations this week with some people who think it's perfectly okay that the capitalist society and the way things are running is, it's fine. Don't agree. Tracy Chapman talking about the revolution.
Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds whisper. Poor people gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, run, run. Talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn. Talking about a revolution. Oh no. Talking about a revolution. Oh, while they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for. Don't you know, talking about a revolution sounds a whisper. And finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh, no.
Lovely, lovely, lovely Tracy Chapman there. We're talking about a revolution. We want a revolution. Finally, the people will get what's theirs. Okay, Kevin, what's next?
Next track is a track by a French band called Juliette et les Indépendants. I have some problems to speak tonight. It's a band with the Taxi Girls guitarist. And it's a track I used to play in the show maybe last year. And it was at the time one of my hit of the moment. And I think that it's still a hit for me. It's called Un Jour Anglais. In English, it's an English day, or simply. And it's a really good new wave from the 80s.
Fantastic.
Et un pantalon rouge, rouge.
That's cool. What was the name of that band?
It's Juliette. It is independent. Juliette and the Independents.
Okay.
And the guy behind the band, because Juliette is the singer.
Yeah.
And the guitarist from Taxi Girl used to be a producer under the name Mirwais.
Uh-huh.
And he used to produce two Madonna records in the late 90s, maybe. The record Music and the next After.
That's
maybe
an interesting link to the next record, which of course isn't Madonna.
Yeah, definitely.
and never probably will be Madonna.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, you know, I quite like some of her records, but...
maybe we have to play a track in the shit it's got, because there are some good ones.
Maybe we'll think party. About that, although she's very much a capitalist, although she's also yeah. quite spiritual, so I don't know. Oh well, yes, we'll think about that another time. Right yeah. now we're going to play another very much not a middle of the road record. This is The Only Ones with Another Girl, Another Planet. That's got a lot of energy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter, I'm on another planet with you.
Another world, another planet with us.
Yes, I wish I was a punk rocker. Yes,
I wish I was a punk rocker. On Radio Vassavia, 88.6 FM, 92.3.
Yes, we're still on live this Thursday morning.
Evening.
Yes, I have some trouble.
Kevin has some trouble with his brain tonight. Yes, but it is still light, so we'll call it morning. It's morning now. Okay, we have two more records to play for you. We have one of our favourite Cockney lads from I don't know where Billy Bragg is from. I think he's from North London. Anyway, this is Billy Bragg with a cover of a record from the 30s, I think, to do with the mining industry in America when there were a lot of strikes and the mine owners were suppressing them brutally. A theme that was replayed in the 80s in England and I think in France in the 80s and 90s as well with the mines closing. So this is Billy Bragg with Whose Side Are You On?
This government had an idea and Parliament made it law. Seems like it's illegal to fight for the union anymore. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Set off to join the picket lines, but together we cannot fail. We got stopped by police at the county line. They said, go on, boys, or you'll go into jail. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, it's hard to explain to a crying child why her daddy won't go back. So the family suffer, but it hurts me more to hear a scab say, sod you, Jack. Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Well, I'm bound to follow my conscience and I'll do whatever I can. But it'll take much more than a union law to knock the fight out of a working man. And which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on? Which side are you on, boys? Which side are you on?
Which side are you on, Billy Bragg says. Yeah, I'm very definitely on the side of the revolution, making sharing all of things equally with all the people. And sometimes it's a bit depressing.
Yeah, sometimes you think that there is no meaning.
There is no meaning to life. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The revolution isn't going to happen. But we must keep our optimism.
Yeah, because sometimes there is too much nihilism is coming. But
yeah, it's true. Nihilism, that's a good word. It's a good word, Kevin. That's a good word for a Frenchman to say.
For a Frenchman, nihilism.
Nihilism.
J'ai pas dit nihilisme en plus.
It's the same, is it?
Yes, in French, it's nihilism.
Okay.
And in English, it's nihilism. Nihilism.
So it's not a faux ami.
Yeah, no.
It's a c'est vrai ami. yeah,
it's a real friend.
Yeah, I've decided that I'm going to work really hard on my French because I've got to. I mean, I do practice my French, but it gets in the summer the lessons stop.
Yeah,
and it gets a bit. We get a bit busy with this and that, and so I don't practice as much as I should.
Yeah.
But Brexit is coming and British government doesn't look like they're going to get any kind of deal sorted with the EU. So I just want to, you know, become French, basically. So I've been here 5 years in October, which means I'm eligible to become French. Emma and I are eligible to become citizens. But we have to improve our French.
Yeah. You have to to work a little. Maybe I can be your teacher.
You can be my teacher, Kevin. Yes. That'd be cool. And we could play music at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. We can sing in French.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Let's write some revolutionary songs in French.
In French.
And I'll sing them and that will help improve my
French.
I
will sing in English and you will sing in French.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It would be a disaster for me.
It'll be interesting though. Interesting and useful for me.
Maybe, listeners, you will listen to us on live.
Yeah.
I wish I was a punk rocker.
We'll do a show with like live music with Kevin singing English and me singing French.
I can play if you want.
You're not going to sing? No singing for you?
I'm not a really good singer.
Yeah,
you already.
Well, no. The thing is, you're like a lot of people. You don't think you can sing, but you can, and you do sometimes. Like this, you'll hear the jingle at the end of the show. Kevin is singing on it, and he was singing out of tune when we first did it. But only because he was a bit scared to go high. So I just said, no, come on, sing up there. And he did it. And it's fine. It's good.
Not so bad.
Okay, so we come to the end of the show now. We have waffled. We've had a little bit of waffling and a little bit of music. Lots of music, actually. This is the 12th song. We're about to play our 12th song tonight. So we didn't play the Ruts on the last show, but we wanted to. So it was another one of those bands that we really love on this show. But we didn't have time to play them on the 100 show. So here they are on the 101 show with one of our favourite tracks of theirs, Staring at the Rude Boys. So we leave you with that. We say good night. See you in 2 weeks.
Bye-bye. See you in 2 weeks for a new show. And
show 102.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao.
The Ruts.
Never surrender.
A hurt in the clouds, blind propaganda.
Never surrender.
I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. In 77 and 69, revolution was in the air. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair. I was born too late, into a world that doesn't care. Oh, I wish I was a punk rocker with flowers in my hair.